This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. I'm talking to Rob Burton, who runs Avuva. It's at the watershed at the V&A waterfront. Rob, I think the most exciting thing about Avuva is the materiality of the product. Can you tell us a bit about the background of how it all started? And I know that Prince Albert's got something to do with it as well.
Yes, Philip, it's an unusual and beautiful story, Avuva, obviously originating from the Karoo area. Prince Albert is the home of Avuva for various reasons, obviously where the ostrich farming happens. So we're able to access the broken eggshell from the farmers, and we take that broken ostrich eggshell, and we've got incredible artisans that work within our factory making beautiful design pieces of furniture, of earth homeware, etc., etc. So some beautiful products that are coming out, each piece handmade by the local people in Prince Albert.
But tell us a bit more about that process. You mentioned eggshell, as ostrich eggshell, but how does it move from being something that you, about the recycling process in a sense?
Yes, yeah, so it's fully sustainable. So once the ostrich has hatched, we take the broken eggshell from the farmers, which obviously we will take through a process of cleaning, disinfecting, etc., etc., and then the ladies will design a piece. They'll take, for example, an aluminium bowl, and they'll design a beautiful design on the bowl, and each piece will be almost, when I say, type of a mosaic system, but each piece will be put in place around that design, and then the piece is cemented with a certain color and a special cement, and that is sanded and polished to a high finish and come out as a beautiful piece of furniture or homeware.
And again, each piece obviously is individual because each one is handmade.
Yes, I mean, there's certain designs which are the same, but in fact, each piece is made individually, so there's no mass production. So each one will have a slight difference between the other one.
How did that process evolve? I mean, this didn't happen by happenchance. I mean, there must be some technical knowledge and skills involved.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yes, it was way back when Avuva originated. The first owner of Avuva, Tom Goddard, was in Prince Albert, and he came across a local gentleman who was doing these sort of unique pieces just as an artist, and then he saw that there was some sort of commerciality about this, commercial sense about doing these products, and then he went off and started training the local people to do the products themselves.
A sense of idea, how many people are involved in this process?
Pre-COVID, they were up to 65, and since I took the business, they were down to 10, and we're now already up to 18. We hope to have, by the end of this year, we hope to up to about 30 to 35 back again.
That's really very, very encouraging. Now, also the scope of the things that you're doing, you mentioned a bowl, but the range is far more extensive than that.
Yes, I mean, we do candles, we do bowls, we do lamp bases, we do mirrors, we do coffee tables. It is basically an endless amount of products that you can do, but you are reliant on what, you know, the product is made of before you can clad it with the ostrich eggshell.
And is there sufficient eggshells available? I mean, you are not constrained in any way by...
Yes, I mean, it goes through various stages. I mean, if you have bird flu, there are certain restrictions that one can do, but we have sort of safeguarded ourselves and purchased quite a substantial amount of eggshell, which will get us through for the next 7 to 10 years if we had to.
And also being available at the watershed, I think that's a very appropriate locale.
Yes, I mean, we looked around and Avuva did have pre-COVID 4 or 5 retail outlets, but after COVID, we sort of said, let's go to somewhere which is unique, it's local. And the watershed is exactly the position we wanted to be in, where we knew that we were amongst others that did beautiful local products. And then we could also showcase our pieces where we knew foreigners and locals would visit. And touch wood, it's been very, very great little destination for us.
And you also have a very strong presence on the website, so people can also order through there.
Yes, I mean, international client base is extremely large for us, so it works very well for us.
Excellent. We've been speaking to Rob Burton about Avuva, something that you need to see. Do go along to the watershed at the V&A waterfront, and to keep yourself informed about the what, the why, and the where of the Cape Town art scene, check the Arts and Crafts map and log on to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Her is an exhibition with 48 works from Marion Arnold to Florence Zeffie of painting, sculpture and printmaking, showcasing the diverse talents of South African women artists from early 20th century to the present. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibition or works in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.